This episode of the Chase Smith Broadcast is brought to you by Copper Fox Recordings. Located in Cincinnati, Ohio, Copper Fox Recordings offers a full-service recording studio for everyone from singer-songwriter to full band. Services offered include tracking, mixing, and mastering. Copper Fox Recordings aim to make the recording that the artist wants to hear, not what they or anyone else wants to hear. It's all about you. If you're not happy with it, then they're not done. Their mentality is, if it sounds good, it is good. Visit CopperFoxRecordings.com for more information. Now, let's get to the podcast. Thank you for downloading the Chase Smith Podcast. In this episode, I interview Apple guru and tech wizard Jerry Pittman. We talk about the Apple Developers Conference in San Jose, California, Apple's new HomePod, iPhone 8 rumors, my million-dollar iPhone idea face mail, and the Apple Watch. Let's get it! I am here with Apple guru and tech wizard Jerry Pittman. Jerry, how you doing, man?
I'm doing real good, Chase. Thank you for the nice introduction there.
Yeah, Apple guru and tech wizard. I could have added supreme basketball coach, but Apple guru and tech wizard sounded good to me. Hey, so I wanted to bring you on the podcast to talk about Apple's developers conference they held in San Jose, California earlier this week. And Jerry, I know you use Apple for almost every product in your home, so I knew I had to get you on to talk about it. So thank you for the time tonight.
Yes, sir. No problem. Yeah. So, like you said, I pretty much got every Apple product there is out there. The school I work at, you know, all our kids have iPads, so I'm well immersed into the Apple universe. So,
well, great. So walk us through this developers conference. I didn't even know they were having one. Are these like conferences to promote new technology and new products? Is that something new, or like, are they even a big deal? Like, why do they do that?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. They've been going on for quite a few years now. And what it is, Apple has a couple of different conferences throughout the year. And this one in particular, it's pretty much more of they talk about their hardware and their software. And in this case, a lot of the things they talk about this conference is more of the new operating systems for the iPhone that'll be coming out, which interests a lot of people for their desktop and laptops. And then for the new watch that came out recently, the operating system for those.
So really this conference that they just had will affect more people than the one they're going to have later, that when they release the iPhone, right? So the one that they displayed, this is going to change our home screen.
Yeah, so and the good thing with Apple, you know, things, they don't ever really change things too dramatically, but I mean, it's just more of like adding new features, and there's some pretty cool new features that'll be coming along with some of these updates. So
yeah, so that's
a few that. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, so let's get right into it. What new products did Apple announce?
Well, on the hardware side of things, the big thing that they announced is what they call their HomePod speaker. So if anyone has an Amazon Echo, and, you know, it's pretty much a speaker device that you can put anywhere in your house. And, you know, Apple's is pretty notorious for never being the first one to market. They always come, you know, after the fact. And like I said, Amazon released the Echo probably about almost 2 years ago. And with it, it's kind of like the Amazon Echo is kind of like Apple's Siri, where you can ask it any questions, it'll talk back to you. It's actually one of my favorite artificial intelligence devices. I've never been a huge fan of Siri at all, but with the Echo, I love it. It's one of my favorite devices.
Nice.
And anyway, so Apple has released kind of their version of it. They call it their HomePod speaker. So that will be coming out in the very near future here. So
you know, I think Apple realized that they were behind the game on spying on people.
And they well, you know, it's funny you say that, because a lot of people, you know, it's kind of one of the big things that the tech companies have to fight against, because that's what a lot of people do believe, that whether it's the Amazon Echo or Google has their version of it, and right, now with Apple having their version, that, you know, that they're using a two spy, and which is, you know, not the case. But
Apple led the world in FBI and CIA intelligence requests. And all of a sudden, this all started going to Amazon and Google. They're like, wait a second, we like that money. Come on.
That's right.
Cool. So this HomePod, it'll play music. It'll pretty much anything you ask, like Siri.
Yeah, Apple's big push is obviously most people have all their music stuff through iTunes and stuff. So, and they say that the sound quality is supposed to be really good. So they're kind of using that as their angle. And then it's going to cost about $349. So it's a little bit more expensive than some of the other devices out there. It comes out just in white or black. Typical Apple with keeping the colors pretty minimal. And then, Siri will also be built into it too, so you can also ask it different questions and stuff.
What does it look like? Do you know? Did they show it?
Yeah, there's a picture. It's just pretty much just like a speaker, pretty much. You know, I don't think it's too terribly big, and not too terribly tall at all. So it's just something you can probably hide like on the shelf, and you wouldn't really even know it was there. So the Amazon Echo I have in my house here, we have it out in our living room. It's just sitting on one of the cabinets out there, so you wouldn't even really see it if you weren't paying attention. So
yeah, is it pretty durable?
It's all Apple products. That's the one thing they, with the iPad, for instance, they're just good products. They last a long time. You don't have any problems with it. And that's the problem Apple's run into with the iPad, is that they've made such a good product with the iPad that people haven't had to replace them at all. So
yeah. So was this like their big thing that they released at this conference?
Yeah, that was kind of the big, the new thing. People kind of, they thought it was coming, but they weren't sure. So that was kind of like the big, as far as hardware side of things. Now on the software side, with, the updates to the operating system, to the phones and to the desktops and laptops, there's a couple with the phones in particular. With iMessage, on the last time they updated the operating system, they added a lot of things to iMessage, with whether it's the stickers or the live action things, which have been fairly popular. Which my daughter loves, by the way. And
I'm a big fan too. I do it all the time.
One of the cool things that I think is going to be a pretty big hit is for anyone who's used Venmo, the where you can send money back and forth to people.
Yeah,
they're gonna. They're building that into iMessage now. So if I need to send you $20, I could do it through my iMessage to use, which I think is a really cool feature that will probably be pretty popular. So
yeah, I mean, they already have your card and bank for the Apple Pay, so I'm sure it's just nothing to pick that up.
So that was pretty much. Then they're updating their laptops and desktops. The iPad Pro, they're bringing out another a different one. If for people who don't know what the iPad Pro is, it's just a very large iPad.
It's huge,
10.5 inches.
Yeah,
it is huge. And and just from some things I've read after the fact, a lot of people believe that the Apple's kind of moving the iPad Pro to being kind of taking the place of the laptop down the road. So because a lot of the features in the iPad Pro are now getting very similar to what their MacBooks are. So
who is the iPad Pro marketed to? I mean, I've never seen one in the wild. Yeah. I've only seen them on display.
Yeah, they don't market their
items for display at Best Buy. So someone has to be.
Yeah, that's a great. I haven't really seen them out in the wild either, and think in the beginning it was more towards artistic people with using it for drawing and different things like that. But if you add like a keyboard to it, then you pretty much have yourself a laptop, right there with the different features it has on it now. So
I guess maybe that's why they're kind of going in that direction. Maybe.
Yeah, they're real. The iPad sales, like I said earlier, they really have started to decline over the years, and I think they're trying to find a way to kind of start boosting it back up again. So
yeah. So in regards to our iPhone hardware, any other changes to like our home screen or control panel or any other thing like that? Did they mention or
no? There's nothing. The one thing that you may see is a little bit different is at the bottom, when you pull up the screen at the bottom, you have your little different features like your flashlight and things like that.
Yeah.
They yeah, they're going to redesign that and add a few more things into there. So, sure. So that part will look a little bit different, but, overall, I don't think you'll see, a whole lot of, noticeable change, especially for people who don't, get really into the tech side. I think things will still look the same. So.
Gotcha. Man, I use that pull-up menu all the time.
I do too. Yeah. I probably use the flashlight almost every single day for some reason or another. So. Right.
Cool. So, so they talked about the HomePod kind of new hardware. What are you hearing about the new iPhone? Is it the 7S? Is that what it is this time around?
No, there's been all kinds of crazy rumors. It's going to be the iPhone 8. It's going to be the 10-year anniversary of the first iPhone. And so with that being the case, there's been all kinds of kind of crazy rumors about really the iPhone, especially the past couple of years, really there hasn't been any, big changes with it besides making it a little bit bigger. Some of the rumors I've heard with the new iPhone coming out is with the virtual reality and the AR stuff, like augmented reality, is supposed to be really big. So they're supposedly trying to tie all that into with the new phone. So I think you might see some pretty big changes with the iPhone 8 coming up. So if you're thinking about upgrading your phone, you may want to hold off until September when they make the announcement of what the new phone will be. So
all I want is a hologram phone like Star Wars, dude. I mean, we're almost there.
You know, that's funny because I saw some video. Some people did of something similar to that, where like you had like a little TV screen kind of came up off the phone and stuff. I'm like, how hard could that be? That'd be awesome to have something like that.
Totally, dude. People go nuts over these iPhone rumors, man. Like they devote so much time to like trying to find leaks and all this junk.
It is. There's a huge business built around just iPhone rumors. And as soon as the new phone comes out, it just gets cranked up again right away about what will be happening and stuff. So it's definitely their money maker for sure.
Dude, no doubt. I know nothing about the iPhone 8. Here's my one prediction that they're going to have what's called a FaceTime voicemail. So when I go to FaceTime my mom or someone and they're not there, I'll be able to leave like a FaceTime video voicemail.
Now let me ask you this: How often do you use FaceTime?
As often as if someone has an iPhone, I'm FaceTiming them.
Really? See, I'm almost the complete opposite. Like, I'd rather just call than FaceTime someone. Now, like my daughter, she'll FaceTime all the time. That's all she does. But like, I don't know if it's just because I'm older or what. I've never got into the whole FaceTime and
that is interesting.
But you are a little bit younger than me though too, so you're more hip with the stuff.
No, I don't know about that, but no, I text is first. Like, I don't leave a voicemail.
Yeah,
I get mad when people. I feel like the longer the voicemail, the less you like me.
Like, I will text before calling anytime. So yeah. I'd rather not call. I'd rather just send a short message than having to call. But yeah, and then FaceTime is below all that. So,
but if I had a face mail, now Jerry, that is a whole different thing.
I think you just created your own app there, $1 million app, face mail.
Face mail, Apple. I know you're listening. Face
That's
mail,
right.
TM copyright the Chase Smith podcast. Jerry and I will split the. But seriously, like. So my wife and I just had a daughter. She's 2, and we lived 9 hours.
Congratulations!
Away. Thanks, man. Dude, it's the best thing ever. So thanks to FaceTime, like my daughter knows what her grandma, what her grandparents look like. You know, so whenever we do, there's no warm up time. There's just automatic like love right there. But the times where they don't pick up or we don't pick up. Man, I want to see a face mail. Give me something.
Well, you know what? To go along, with Amazon having the Echo out, one of their new devices that supposedly is coming out too is to have like the same thing, like a screen for your phone call. So instead of making a phone call, you'd have this little screen on like your kitchen cabinet, and you just make your call, and you have your face to face call right there. So
I guess let me clarify. Like, my family. my close friends, like people in like my inner, you know, my inner circle, like we FaceTime all the time.
Yes.
Like, I mean, obviously when I called you to set this up, we didn't FaceTime.
No, we did not.
But people that, you know, I talk to just about every day, it's either FaceTime or text.
Yeah.
And man, I would love to, if I knew I could leave you a facemail, Jerry, I would leave you a facemail.
Now, and one other, I forgot to mention this. One other thing they are supposed to be happening too with the new operating systems is Apple's supposed to be updating their podcast app. So with you being a big time podcaster now, that may help, help you out with getting new people to come listen to your awesome podcast here. So
yeah,
and man. I've tried different podcast apps out there. I'm not a huge fan of Apple's version of it, but I haven't been able to really find anything that is better than what they got. So they're supposed to be redesigning the podcast app. So
dude, I actually really like their podcast app, and I mean it's simple. I know how to use it effectively, and it's just, I don't know, put it in my car and I play it. So one of the things I think in the future with podcasts, you're going to see integration with cars more, they're going to be more mainstream on Spotify. Dude, I love podcasts.
What's funny, like that's pretty much all I listen to now is podcast, like different podcasts out there. And one suggestion I have for you, once you do hit a big time as a big time podcast person, like some of the podcasts I listen to, one of the ads they always play is for Audible. And Audible is a thing through Amazon where reads books aloud to you, which is awesome. But if you're a podcaster, I don't see how that is good advertising for you. If you're advertising for something that would take your listeners away from you, but unless they pay you big time money, don't be advertising for Audible.
Dude, if I start turning a profit doing this, man, that'll just be incredible. I love doing this, one, because I love the tech side, but also I love talking to people, hearing their stories, and then sharing that with others. And I just can't believe I have as many downloads and listeners as I have.
No, it's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm super proud of you for doing it. That's great. Yeah, like I said, I almost listen entirely to podcasts whenever I'm in the car now. So I love listening to different interviews from different people. I'm a big sports person besides being a tech person, but I like just listening to all kinds of interviews from different people and seeing their different perspectives on things.
Yep. So, all right, two more questions here. And then, what is your favorite Apple product?
That is a great question. Probably my favorite Apple product. I got the Apple Watch about 6 months ago. You know, I've been kind of on the fence about it when it first came out. But everyone I always asked who had one, I asked them if they liked it, and they said they loved it. So I finally got one for myself, and it's by far probably my favorite Apple product is the Apple Watch. I have the second version of it, by the way, too. So
how useful is it? And I'm sure we kind of skipped right over that talking about the developers conference, but do you use it way more than you thought you would?
Yeah, you know, there's certain features about it that I really like. There's one feature, like, so on your phone, like, you have your photos, of course, and some of your photos you can favorite on there. And so, like, one of the things with the Apple Watch is, whenever you look to see what time it is, it'll show your favorite, one of the pictures that you have favorited on your phone. So, a lot of times with your, it's really cool, especially when you got kids and, you know, pictures of them from when they're younger and stuff. So it's always a nice surprise when you take a look at your phone, your Apple Watch, and see a picture that you haven't seen for a while and stuff. So the health stuff on there is obviously really good. It's probably the most, I've had Fitbits, I've had all the different, you know, health watches before, and the accuracy I think is probably by far best with it. Talking about the Jetsons from way back, when you get calls, the call will come up on your watch, and I've actually talked to my watch a couple times.
Dude, that is awesome.
Before. It is. So there's all kinds of neat little things with it. The only thing I wish, once again, with being a little bit older, I wish it had a round face to it instead of the square face.
Yeah.
But besides that, that's probably my only complaint I've had with it. The battery life is really good. I can go about 2 days with it without having to charge it. So
Favorite, that's high praise.
Yeah, I love it. Like I said, if you've been on the fence about getting an Apple Watch, go ahead and get one. I don't think you'll be disappointed. So,
So does it vibrate on your wrist?
Yeah. So when you get notifications, so the notifications you get on your phone, they pop up on your watch, so you get a little buzz on your from your watch whenever you get something coming in. I mean, they'll have different types of buzzes compared, you know, with text messages or just if it's just a regular notification from a different app you have on your phone. So
yeah, man, yeah, I've thought about looking at getting one, but
you should. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
So I have one final question here I want to ask, and this could be a game changer for people, even though the Apple Watch could be a game changer itself. Hey, what is one feature on an Apple product that we're not using that we should, or that we're using incorrectly?
That's a great question. So I actually came across this feature on accident probably a couple days ago. Right. So if you have the new iPhone, you have the 3D touch on it. And so like most people, you have your folders on there with about, you know, however many different apps in that folder. So if you just press down on the folder, it'll show you the apps in there that have the different notifications. So like your folder may show has like 10 notifications, but you don't know which app is notifying you of stuff. So if you hold down, if you 3D touch the folder, it'll pop up the two or three apps that have notifications in there instead of having to click on it and find which app is showing you the notifications. So I think it's pretty cool, especially if you got, you know, like me, I have like probably 15 different sports apps in one folder and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, dude, that is, I'm going to use that for sure. That's great.
Yeah. Hey, try it when we get done.
Will do. Hey, Jerry, thank you so much for giving me your time. I appreciate it. This was great. And hey, when Apple does their iPhone conference, you want to come back on here and talk about the new iPhone?
I would love to. That would be awesome. Look forward to it.
Let's do it, man. Hey, Jerry, thank you so much, dude. Have a great weekend.
Anytime, Chase. Talk to you soon.
All right. Peace.